Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com joins us today. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Can't complain at all, man. Can't complain at all. 3 days away from getting over Christmas. 3 days away. Ken, Drake May had a career game here in Baltimore. And while he's not a rookie quarterback, the Ravens usually have a lot of success against young quarterbacks. I think this kid is the business, first 300-yard game. But I think for me, I give more credit to May than blame to the Ravens.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good. The Ravens pressured him very effectively. Mm-hmm. When they pressured him, he was very effective relative to what you should be for pressure. And when they let him have the ample time and space, which was about 16 times in 47 attempts, mm-hmm. He carved them up for 12 and a half yards, I think it was, per attempt. So he was ridiculously effective, 102 yards above expectation as I scored it, which is about 2.2 yards better per throw. He was just ridiculously good. It was on stretch where the Ravens had 5 consecutive quarterback hits on plays,
yep.
And it was incomplete, and then 3 completes for 20 yards. Between there, it's like, what's going on here? Why is this? That's
good. Yeah, it's funny because I'm looking at it, thinking about Sunday, and it was like the Ravens got a little throat punch, then they got hit in the stomach, and then someone stomped on their toes because the way that the Lions game ended mm-hmm. to go into your game, the way that you played with a lead, and then Lamar getting hurt, it's like a combination of everything going wrong at the same time.
It could have been the worst day of watching football that I've really experienced as a Ravens fan. It's right up there anyway. I mean, losing the Colts in 2006 AFC divisional round or losing to the Titans in the 2019 divisional round were bad, but the Lions finding a way to get to the 1 yard line and then mess it up with the 3 penalties and whatnot. And the Ravens blowing the lead and Lamar, going out with a back bruise, and you're at the stadium. You have no idea. You're completely in the dark about the injury for the longest time. They might have shown something on TV right away, but they didn't tell us.
Yeah.
No.
Ken McCusick joins us, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, Mike Preston was on the show yesterday. He's always very critical of the offensive line because he was an offensive lineman. However, he thought the offensive line played solid on Sunday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, mixed bag. Stanley played extremely well, and he's played very well the second half, by the way. So it's good to see Ronnie back rounding into form, and that's positive. Voorhees had his worst game of the year, so that was exceptionally bad. And then he got hurt. Emory Jones came in and wasn't particularly good either in 13 snaps. And that's just where I am. Harbaugh has some coach speak about him, saying he looked like a young player, looked like he wanted to build on. He's being as nice as he can possibly frame that up. He scored in the 50s over about 28 snaps right now. Going through the rest of them real quickly, Linderbaum had a decent game. It did allow a couple of pressure events, including a quarterback hit that brought him down some. Falele, C game for him, which is obviously, it's not bad from what we're used to. And Rosengarten had a B. It was a solid game for him as well.
What did you see with the fourth quarter? I mean, there's a lot to get into there. Obviously, you have another lead. You blow it. Fans want to know why Derrick Henry's not on the field. Did you notice anything from the defense that they did differently in the fourth quarter? Or am I laying too much at your feet right now because it's a lot?
No, it is a lot. But we'll start with the defense. Okay, so we'll in terms of that, I thought the defense was reasonably well rested and they were still getting pressure in quarter four, so it wasn't really that. It's just so many perfectly thrown balls, and the Ravens had a very tough day overall at the catch point on balls. So the 37-yard touchdown to start it off that they had was thrown so perfectly. I mean, literally, it couldn't have been placed in the guy's hands any better than it was. It was right in the corner. And the Ravens had some problems on that play, most notably Gilman being over very late on that play from a too high look. So he should be there much sooner to the back pylon or to the pylon where he could have potentially helped on the play. But even if he'd been there, it would have been either a penalty or it would have been a catch right there. They had so many problems, though, at the catch point, not being able to make a play on the ball. Some of it was Gilman. Wiggins dropped an interception. Gilman dropped a potential interception on the right sideline from the offensive perspective. They had numerous plays where they couldn't get the punch out at the catch point. So very frustrating game from that perspective. A lot of great ball plays by Drake May and just a very tough day. In terms of the offense, they had Tyler Huntley in the game, and they finally realized it. And, you know, in terms of the end, and I'm not.
You mean New England?
New England realized it, and they sent pressure on him, and he has a kryptonite of being a very little pocket awareness, and so any kind of pressure comes, he needs to get the ball out very quickly, and they need to scheme the ball out of his hands some. The one play that really kind of bothered me was the screen right for -5 that started the last drive. Not the last drive, the drive. Yeah, wait, it was the last drive, right? No, yeah. The last drive. And that play was diagnosed by number 7, Davis, I think it was, the cornerback.
Right.
He was by Flowers before that pass was even out of Huntley's hands. And he had to be because he can't be blocked at that point or it's offensive pass interference. It was so diagnosable from what it is. It needed some other element of misdirection. The Ravens have been really good by that. With that, by the way, in recent times, if you look back to the Flowers touchdown run, good elements of misdirection in that had, you know, New England fooled. It's just, they wanted to set up maximum number of blockers, and in so doing, they gave away the play.
Yeah.
Ken McKusick, filmstudybaltimore.com joins us. Ken, he's brought up Flowers. What is the issue with the Ravens with turning the football over? He wasn't the only one, but they've had, for me, just my eyes are telling me they've had more issues in turning the ball over, especially in crucial times this year, than I can remember in recent history.
Yeah, I mean there's been, you know, times when it's been very bad, obviously, but this is a bad year for it. And Derrick Henry's been part of the problem. He had enough fumbles since week 3, but this was one, and it's never good. And it certainly didn't help in a close game like this. Flowers, I felt at times like he's just playing with chopsticks for hands. He's got kind of smaller hands, has trouble holding onto the football in the open field, and he's got now 3 fumbles, I guess, on the year, which is right up there at the top of all wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, last week he effectively fumbled the ball on the reception for an interception. So it's been very tough, and that's, you know, he's had a fantastic year as a receiver. And it's just a bummer that you know, the turnovers are having the impact on his year.
Did you see the quote by one of the linebackers on the Patriots said that the Ravens had a bunch of speed skaters on their team? Is like, what do you mean by that? He said, when you think of speed skaters, their arms are out wider. Mm-hmm. And when they're carrying the ball, that they noticed that. And that was part of their game plan, is to go after these guys when they had the ball. And again, whether you're saying that after the fact, you watch the game and you're going, maybe they did. Well, maybe that's exactly what they did.
Well, actually, Jeremy, what you're doing is a sprinter motion, and if they had sprinter motion, the ball is still to your body. Speed skating is out away from your body, going left to right, and that's why it's so easy to punch out. Because
don't judge what I'm doing. Don't critique my skating.
You said it right and did it wrong.
Yeah, you don't know. Nobody else saw it. We're not on TV.
He's mansplaining it to you, Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
but it does. It makes sense when you're going wider with your arm motion. That ball is coming so far away from your body. There's nothing to protect it.
As soon as
I actually like
hit,
that analogy.
Popping out.
Yeah, I like that analogy. Speed skater. Ken McKusick joins us. FilmStudyBaltimore.com. The Baltimore Ravens lose 28-24, And I know Ken studies film, and I know he dives deep into this thing, but I'm going to ask him something on a personal level. Here we are right now. The Ravens are where they are. You know what's in front of you. Ken, do you believe this team will get to the postseason? He'll answer that on the other side. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Man. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com, joining us. Ken, Baltimore Ravens right now fighting for their playoff lives. Not what we thought we'd be for the 2025 season. AFC North weak division. They're 7-8 right now. Mathematically, they have a chance. But does Ken McCusick believe that they will make it to the postseason?
Setting me up here, but yeah, I'd say the chances about 1 in 10 is a properly cooked in there by the gamblers that they're, you know, they have a chance. Unfortunately, you know, I was looking at last week and saying they had about a 43% chance to hit the exacta and be in a position where they could have rested players this
right
week.
Right.
What's the toughest part of this? Is it beating the Packers, needing the Browns to beat the Steelers, or beating the Steelers? I mean, they're all difficult in their own right.
Browns to beat the Steelers for sure, because if they need the Browns to beat the Steelers, which they'll only will need if they beat the Packers, then that's a much more difficult game. If you look at the point spread or the money line on that game, it's 4 points roughly, and you know it's about a 2-1 proposition, maybe a little bit less, but it would be more than that if the Steelers need the game.
Home dogs in a rivalry game, like from a statistical standpoint, looking at it, where the typically what happens. This is the one thing I'll say that's going in your favor. If you're a Ravens fan hoping that the Browns can knock off the Steelers, this is their Super Bowl. This is the one game they're getting up for. Myles Garrett needs one more sack to tie that. By the way, wouldn't it be funny if former Green Bay quarterbacks let somebody break the record? As Favre did it with Strahan, and now here we have this. But
and you don't want to just break the record. You want to put it away for good. You got to finish him with 28 sacks or something here.
Now, again, the Ravens underachieve, or did we set the bar too high based on what you see now?
We're going back for the whole season now. Yes.
15 games into, I'm sorry.
So there certainly is underachievement, and there's underachievement that you could point to at a lot of players. There's also some players who overachieved. What I will just say, the biggest difference between the 2023 and 24 Ravens and who the Ravens are right now is the health status of Lamar. And let me be clear about this. Lamar hasn't quit on the team. It's not Lamar's fault.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter that Lamar is not the same player he was in 23 and 24. And that's taken all the misdirection out of the offense. And that's the fuel that runs it. So that they're not the, you know, the feared offensive juggernaut they were. It's hurt Henry some. By the way, there's a place where expectations play a big part in underachievement. everybody, you know, that I talked to said, well, Henry, you know, he's not going to get less than 1,500 yards, of course. That's laughable, you know, kind of thing. You know, we should have expected regression from what was the best season by any running back in the 21st century by some measures. And, you know, he's a year older and he's coming off, you know, the greatest year ever. We should expect regression. In fact, we should have expected regression from Lamar 2019 to 2020. A lot of people said he'll only get better. You know, they'll say things like that. It's just, you know, normal expectation needs to be set for the bar to be deciding whether or not you're clearing the bar.
I think we're all a little bit different on Harbaugh. You're a Harbaugh guy, right? You like Harbaugh?
It's not that simple, but
okay.
Let's...
Okay, because I just want to get your take on what the fourth quarter and what we saw. Any issue with Derrick Henry not touching the ball after that touchdown?
I mean, I'd much rather had been on the field. And what I'd say is it's something there that Harbaugh, I'm not comfortable with him externalizing the thought. Mm-hmm. So if you're John Harbaugh and you want to convey the fact you're the guy for next year, I don't think he did a good job with the particular comments about, in retrospect, I would have liked to see him in there. I can't really make the objection in real time. You can't externalize that thought for the fans.
It's like you said, the quiet part out loud, and now everybody knows, so you're not noticing that in real time? Like, is that your job? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I don't think he said he couldn't notice it. He did notice it in real time. He said he couldn't alter it in real time. So it's like somehow this decision is made. And I didn't realize this, that Willie Taggart is making decisions about which running back's going to be. I understand that's going to happen, but wouldn't Monken, in terms of his play calling, need to know exactly
that's what
that.
I thought was weird. Yeah. I'm like, we never heard Willie Taggart's name until now, and it almost like he's being the fall guy for this.
Well, that's obviously ridiculous. But if Taggart somehow, and he would be on the headset loop, called up to Monken and said, "Hey, we don't have Henry available for this play. There's an equipment problem, or there's this, or there's that."
That's different.
Yeah, that's different. But in terms of there's some consultation that Willie Taggart and Henry decided together that it would be appropriate.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, it was almost an imperfect storm, meaning that it was horrible. It was almost like a triple gut punch on Sunday, was it not?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, just to describe people's day, I'm sure a lot of people had a day similar to me. You're sitting there at 4:25, and the 4:25 game's running into your chance to get to the stadium. So we're there, and the Lions are blowing the game before they started their comeback. Mm-hmm. Then we're in the car. They score a touchdown and get to the stadium or get to the parking lot. I can't watch the last 4 minutes or so of the game, and so I'm having to watch on my phone as
and
I run to the
stadium. And that's not doing you anything.
And that's not doing me anything. I get to the 1 yard line, I see Patrick Queen made a tackle, and I did not think good things at all because I thought that, you know, this would be just the ultimate knifing, that, you know, a Patrick Queen tackle ends it. And then, but I also thought, you know, 30 seconds or whatever they had left, they get in the end zone. Anyway, they failed to score with what, three penalties from that point forward, and they then the Ravens have all the stuff happen to them. So ugly day.
Anybody else stand out to you on the defensive side of the ball? I know it's not something we're going to focus in on with a collapse, but did you feel like Gilman played well, or were any of the pass rushers there? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Okay, so let's go. A couple guys who played well, and Ed's not here, so I'm sitting in Ed's chair. We'll go over some of the defensive players. Travis Jones had 8 pressures in the game and no tackles. Unbelievable double for him. They stayed away from him completely. They did not run between the tackles while he was in the game 4 times for 9 yards. That's it, of their 14 run plays that they had while he was in the game. But 8 pressures is terrific. It's probably a career high. I'd have to look back and see if he did that. And 7 of them were like solo pressures where he was the only one who got there and by far the first one who got there. And he had 1 quarterback hit as well. Who else played well? I think maybe if I have to pick a goat here in this game, it probably would be Gilman. Lots of things he didn't do right in this game. I mean, he was in position to make some plays and didn't do it at the catch point. And he missed 1 tackle. And then what else did I want to point out about Gilman? There was 1 other thing, but it's evading me right now.
Anything with Marlon?
Well, there were plays where with a Marlon on the 37-yard touchdown pass by the pylon, Gilman was late getting over there. But
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com, joins us. Ken, this Ravens team going ahead, beating the Green Bay Packers. Packers don't know what's going on with the quarterback position right now, but Lamar Jackson don't quite know what's going on with him as well. What are the chances, in your opinion, that they can go in there with Snoop as the starting quarterback and win this game?
Yeah, if I'm with Snoop, I think the chances are significantly lower, but I might say You know, their chance to win the game might be 40% right now. That pretty much meshed with the money line, 2.5 or something. Jeremy?
Yeah, I think right now what I saw the last was 2.5 with with this game specifically. And then if you're looking at the other side of it, if you're going to check, you've already brought it up with the Steelers, they were 4-point dogs, yeah. So, or 4-point favorites, 4.5.
You know, the other thing going for the Ravens is that the Packers have less to play for than the standings would indicate. Because if they win, the Lions are eliminated, and they need the Lions to then go and beat the Bears for the other half of their exacta to win the division. So I think the Packers really don't have any chance to improve, or not any reasonable chance to improve.
And then also, you don't have Michael Parsons. That's always not under the circumstances, but that's a good thing.
I mean, have we heard anything about Jordan Love yet? Is this
no? That's what I mean. I don't know.
Is it backup against backup? Because again, I don't know who gets the edge there. It's not like Green Bay has been at the beginning of the year. We were talking about how great we thought they were, and then you watch them and you're going, "Yeah, they kind of disappeared too." Like you're watching games, going, "Who is this
team?" Product of the NFL.
Yeah,
not so much standing out. Ken McKusick, tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
All right, thanks, Rob. FilmStudyBaltimore.com is the website. I'm at FilmStudyRavens on Twitter. If you go to the website, you can see all the podcasts are out there, and also on your favorite podcast platform. Also, defensive notes for the game are out there now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.